You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. We've got the coach with us, Lindsay Parry. Lindsay, how's it? Nice to have you on again.
Yep, Brad, it's our favorite time of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. And today's question off the forums on the Coach Parry training app is from Chandra. Chandra saying, although I've been running for over a decade, just a few weeks, I've learned so much on the forum. So thanks for that. She says, my resting heart rate is in the mid-40s constantly. I'm 64 years old and I've seen my doctor and there are no issues noted. With running, my heart rate goes into the 150s, even in runs that I don't feel that I don't feel like they're hard. On hills, it's higher, but comes back down pretty quickly. I threw out the formula for maximum heart rate based on age long ago. I've run over 15 marathons, mostly in the 410 to 420 range. What should I be doing differently to keep my heart rate lower during my easy and long runs?
So there's a couple of things that we need to touch on here. And the first, I guess, from a physiological perspective, is that heart rate does have a fairly strong genetic link. So, you know, all those formulas are based on the fact that as we get older, our maximum heart rate does come down, sure. But the more active you are and the more you have pushed yourself over the years, the less age will have an impact on that. From that point of view, you're right. Throwing out the age-related formulas is the right thing to do. Still, at the age given, 150 does seem a little bit on the high side. But that takes me to the next thing, which is very important to make sure, is that you are not relying on a wrist-based heart rate monitor. Quite frankly, there is only one brand in my experience that has anything resembling accuracy on a heart rate based, on a wrist based heart rate monitor, and that is Polar. And even so, where and how you put that unit on is quite important. It has to be away from the two condyles or wrist bones on your wrist. It needs to be above those, closer to the elbow. Very flush with the skin, and the unit needs to be very tight. There mustn't be any movement, because that movement, for a start, causes inaccuracy. And secondly, if the watch or the unit is able to move, it allows light in. And as soon as there's light, it interferes with those infrared sensors. So inherently, it's difficult to get accurate reading. So that would be my first step. The first thing is realizing that because you have been running and training properly and running very well, I might add, for the age category in terms of time, your heart rate will have a higher maximum heart rate than most people would have for your age. Plus, as I said before, there's that genetic link. And then the next thing is it been accurately measured? So to answer the final part of that question is that if it is being accurately measured, then there's only one way to keep your heart rate down, and that's to run slower. And the fact that it's going up when you're running uphill also tells me that you're not adjusting for the hill. So the fact that you can run at what for you is a comfortable pace on the flats, but it's going up on the ups, means you're not on easy runs. You, at the very least, should be slowing down on the ups so that you get your heart rate into what it is on the easy part or the easy sections of the run. So that is the very simple answer, is if you do seriously want to get your heart rate lower and truly train in aerobic zone, you slow down. But before you do that, what I would do is just make sure that the heart rate readings are in fact accurate.
Awesome stuff. Chandra, thank you very much for that great question. Lindsay, thanks to you as well. Don't forget, if you'd like to get your question answered, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask. Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, don't forget to save your seat in our upcoming Comrades Marathon training webinar. You can head over to coachparry.com/webinar for all the details. And if you've got a question that you need help with, or if you'd like to run as well as we know you can head over to coachparry.com/ask.